Hello and welcome to our weekly podcast, Parking the Bus. I'm Palash. I have my friend Shiv Charan with me.
Hey guys.
So, with managers merry-go-round, round, UEL final and leagues finishing off, let's park the bus. Let's start with our favorite Serie A, where Napoli drew, and I don't know why they drew.
Yes.
Like, what was in their mind? Like, then, like, why are you even there? Like, no disrespect to Verona fans, but seriously, Verona didn't win their last game. One loss, and still Napoli wasn't able to beat them. And Juventus did their job and entered into top yet again.
Yes, yes. And a lot of drama happened after that in the league. But talking about, you know, the match, first of all, Ronaldo was dropped for the match. He was not started.
That actually was a very surprising thing. Like, why will you drop your best player when you need him?
Okay, so I was actually reading through inside information. That's actually the reason why he was dropped. It was said that it was technical reasons.
What do you mean by technical reasons?
Apparently, there is a clause in Ronaldo's contract that if he scores 30 goals in a season, then Juventus has to pay him for 5 million more extra. I mean, the technical reasons was that the reason why he was dropped is that he apparently had a clause in his contract, in Juventus' contract, that if he scores, then he has to be paid 5 more million extra. And Ronaldo, guess how much goals he was in?
29.
So, I mean, I think with this form, they were pretty sure that it was very sure that he would definitely score goals. And
the Juventus board pressurized the manager to drop him,
and I think that is what happened because I read a lot of news, and this is what this is what a lot of news were telling from inside, that for the 5 million to be saved for Juventus,
imagine Napoli drew. Like, it's like it was a must win for your team, and you're just caring about those 5 million. Had you won that game, you would have gotten that, more than that, like, anyways.
I mean,
imagine if Juventus would have lost.
Yes.
You can't do, like, you have to play your best players. I don't think so. 5 million should be any big issue for a team like Juventus.
I don't know, man. And I think we clearly see the reason why it is being like that, because, I mean, 24 hours or 48 hours after that happened, Allegri is back. So I think they had to pay a small
manager later.
yes, sorry. Okay, so yeah, this was the reason why he's gotten day one very comfortably. Juventus.
So as it stands as of now, yes. Inter Milan topped, or meaning it stands at the end of the season. Inter Milan second, Atlanta third, Juventus fourth, Napoli fifth, Lazio sixth, and seventh.
Yes.
So I guess top seven in Serie A is actually coming to a place. Like, I used to think Serie A has some top seven thing. And actually, top 7 finished at top 7 this time.
Yeah.
From this coming to La Liga, Atletico Madrid, Luis Suarez.
Yes, the man, the myth, the legend. I think after the match, he told... I was actually watching this match live, actually. And,
I also saw
the match, and he after cried. The match, he told this sentence that they thought I was finished. They thought... and they sold me over here. I wanted to make a point that I'm not finished. He clearly very much made a point.
and he made it, and like scoring the goal that create like that wins you a championship, that is a big thing, and for a team like Atletico Madrid, it's a huge boost for them. For someone like Diego Simeone, and it's a very nice thing for me. Like, and on the other hand, Real Madrid also came back at 88th minute from Villarreal.
Yes,
they also won. But yeah, I guess Zidane fought injury prone season.
Yeah, and I think they did pretty well for the season they underwent.
Did you see the Barcelona's game?
No, actually I did not. What happened?
So first half, I remember I was talking to my friends. Atletico versus Madrid was going on, and we were discussing that. Then I saw, let me see what is happening in Barcelona's game. First half, Barcelona 7 one shot.
Okay.
30% position, 11 shots. And this was without Messi.
Oh.
Messi was not there. So,
oh my God.
It was so like, you call some things like eye bleach and all. Make someone Barcelona fan and just ask him to watch this game. Griezmann came and saved it, literally. Otherwise, I'm pretty sure Ronald Koeman has done his job again, depending on Messi again. People say, it's not a different team anymore. We saw it.
Was it the second half that Messi did not play, or was it the first half that Messi did not play?
Full game. He wasn't there only. So that's why.
Wow. Is it a hint that he's preparing the fans for a Messi-less Barcelona, maybe?
No, I'm pretty sure he's not preparing, as if because Aguero is coming, so I don't think so. I guess they are smarter. Aguero and I kind of disagree. It's a myth for me, but other three guys are smarter. Because Aguero, the problem with this is injury. You never know when he's injured, you never know when he's fit. And when he's injured, you have to take time to get back to fitness. And today, he will be playing last game in Man City's shirt. Now, it's up to Pep Guardiola actually, whether he'll be playing or not. From La Liga to League One.
Lille won the league. Coming, and what an amazing season they've had. I think they have showed character in the beginning.
Yeah, and then soon after winning, their team scattered. This is what happens when underdogs win, actually. This is the part that I hate. Why can't this team be together for one more season? Why you have to sell all your best players? Why you have to sell everyone? Why not coach? But yeah, why did he not win? PSG won again, but yeah, it did not matter because PSG lost League One, the most unexpected thing after.
Yes. Yeah. And I think
you take assemble and then suddenly they all leave. I don't understand this kind of business. Maybe this is actually business, but as a fan, if I'm a fan of some team and if my team is doing this, I'm not appreciating it any day.
Same, exactly. True.
So this is what I guess the story of League One was. Then coming to Premier League, starting with Liverpool won against Palace.
Yeah, it was pretty comfortable for them, but it was, I think, a very cutting
fans
performance.
Are back. In Anfield, fans are back, so it is scary.
I mean, yeah, and that... yeah,
also, yeah. Roy Hodgson's last game managing, so that could have been a reason for their motivation, but fans played a huge vital role, I guess.
Yes, and a very, very, very gutting performance for Mohamed Salah that he could have hit. That one or two goals, which could have probably gotten that golden boot.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was... I mean, they won the match. Yes, very good. But yeah, you know, small, small things which and probably...
After, yeah, exactly. And even
but I mean, third place finish for Liverpool is a really, really good thing.
After this kind of season where your best players... Not best yes. players, two or three best players are injured throughout the season and still you manage to finish third. But this shows like, and this season, I guess, showed a mirror to Klopp that you can't just have best 11, you have to have best 17, you have to have a backup, strong backups. I guess now it's time for them to invest and they are investing.
I mean,
it won't hurt them as much as it hurt them this season.
Yes, yes, they are prepared for it, I think.
So, Man City defeated Everton 5-0. Aguero, like,
yes.
Like he became that Aguero again. It looked like he became that Aguero again. And it was a pretty nice view. Aguero being Aguero. And then Aston Villa again defeated Chelsea.
No.
Listen, what is going on? What happened to Chelsea in such an important game?
I honestly don't know why we actually drop our game. You know, our
and we were a little slacking off, and we were not playing that well.
And only a few players playing well. And the one thing which I hate passing the ball. Which is good, but you know, sometimes you have to take the shots because, like, second half.
Actually, I'll tell you what Chelsea are actually doing. I saw in some, I don't remember, I read in something. Chelsea, when Chelsea are passing the ball, they're actually different. Like, remember what Toni Kroos said in press conference before Chelsea's game?
He we don't said, lose like, sleep over players like that.
Like, he basically said, like, that sentence actually meant, like, in second half of the first leg in Chelsea-Real Madrid, Real Madrid started to pass the ball. You keep the ball, that is the best way to defend, rather than trying to take risks and giving it away.
Fair enough.
And this is what Chelsea were doing and are doing, but I don't understand, like, There are some loopholes still, is what I feel. And I'll stick to my words even if you win UCL or not. Like, it's, there are some loopholes that needs to be addressed soon. I guess Tammy Abraham should be the one who should start getting chances. I don't know.
I mean,
Arsenal defeated Brighton quite comfortably 2-0.
Yes, yes. I mean, no, they have 5 victories in the last 5 matches. I might
but
be on to something right here. Maybe.
Might be on to... I think, like, I felt very good, like, when Arsenal won because now Arteta will stay.
But...
people again started, Arteta is the next Fergie. Someone in some... random channel told that Arteta is the next.
You sent me the link or something. Yeah. So.
Arteta is, if like Alex Ferguson, you cannot like Arteta isn't even next. What I should say,
Pep.
Roy Hodgson at this moment. Okay, fine, respect that, but like he literally took Arsenal out of Europe.
Yeah, true.
So, I feel like if I was an Arsenal fan, I would have, like, not liked that. Like, I would have been like, okay, sack him. Because it's not about projects and all. You have to have good results. You have to be in Europe to like be a that stature of team. You can't be out of Europe. And you can see the decline in their performances. Like, first of all, from Champions League, they went to Europa League places. Then slowly from Europa to out of Europa and like nowhere. So yeah,
see.
Leeds United.
I think before going to Leeds United, I think we have to talk about right now, like at least before going there, we have to talk about the main picture. Because I've been waiting for you to say those two teams.
Which two teams?
Leicester versus Tottenham.
We'll come to that. Huh? Yes, fine. All the other five matches were like nothing, like no.
Yeah, because this match is what I
for me it wouldn't have mattered if Arsenal were not with us, like in competition. Had Arsenal lost this game, I would have taken an L, because our season is already in mud and like what else we can do. But when Arsenal, we found that Arsenal were in lead and we were behind at that time. Gareth Bale magic happened.
My God, I couldn't like this. When this match was going on, I was already biting my nails, and the commentators kept telling the other matches scores. I was checking the other matches scores simultaneously, and then suddenly Tuchel showed his thumbs up and he told, calm down. And I was like, okay, thank goodness. And then,
Leicester had to win, right?
Leicester had to win, yes. Even if they drew the match, we went in.
Yeah. Leicester had to win, yes.
I cannot believe that they were the most amazing. There is a stat that they spent the most number of days in the top four.
And no one will tell you that Leicester, like, this is what bottling
is. Yeah, totally.
No one will ever tell you that, okay, Leicester bottled it. Everyone will say, oh no, but they fought. You are in third place in a team title race, okay? You are 10 points of Liverpool. That was Chelsea at that time. And then you still managed to get 20 points out of last 14 games. If this is not what they won FA Cup also, so it's not like okay they might have needed some confidence boost or something, and they went out of Europa very early. They did not challenge for Europa.
Like, yes.
For Arsenal, you can say that for Arsenal, the whole season, the point of this season was like they wanted to win Europa, which didn't happen, and their season went like full down. But for Leicester, it wasn't like that.
And I think, yes, they won a trophy, so Leicester fans will be happy with it. But if they would have concentrated that exact same thing on the league, then probably they would have easily gotten top four, because like Tottenham weren't on the greatest of forms, okay? And,
we didn't even have a proper manager.
It isn't, exactly. And I don't know how a 4-2 happened, and I was really happy when it happened, and I think thank God for Gareth Bale that we are sitting in the Champions League comfortably right now.
No, Gareth Bale showed why Gareth Bale is like, after this match we were demanding, like we are actually demanding him to come back, and I think
he is more fit in Tottenham than in La Liga, I think.
No, yeah, actually the kind of like fans love him at Tottenham. Every fan, like no fan will ever say that Gareth Bale is finished, whatever he does, regardless of. In La Liga, it's like Real Madrid has so much expectations, and he has won it all at Real Madrid, right?
Yes.
So he has nothing to prove to them. So I guess like he, like mental health wise, he might be thinking that what's the use of going back and all. But who knows, new manager is coming for Madrid also.
Yeah, that is also, yeah.
And no one knows who is that. going to be. Premier League, I guess that is it. Top six. West Ham finished in top six.
Yes. Yes.
That was
West Ham finished in top six, sir. I didn't know.
Sixth. West Ham was sixth.
Oh, so wait, y'all finished seventh then?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. I didn't see the table properly, I think. West Ham finished top six. Yeah. I remember. Y'all are going to the Conference League or something, right?
Yeah. UCL, we are going to UCL.
So, all right.
All the best. You know who is in UCL, like Conference League alongside us?
Yeah, big team, guys.
Roma. Mourinho's Roma.
Wow. And now, I heard that Tottenham has some loney in Villarreal also. Foyth or something.
Yeah. Juan Foyth.
So he's coming back, right?
No, he won't. Like, it's a clause. Like, you can buy him for 14. Then if they decide not to, then he's coming back. They'll buy the UEL money, I'm sure. Because he's a key player to them.
Yeah, true.
He won't even start. He never started in the Mourinho also. Like, I don't know.
No, I was seeing some, like, you know, the stats of the players. Stats. And, like, few commentators were saying that, you know, this guy will not be sure about his future if he's going to play in the Champions League next season or the Conference League next season. So I was surprised that
he might play Champions League, I'm sure, because Villarreal will buy him. But yeah, Leeds won, Arsenal won, Everton bottled everyone at like 10th. This Everton,
but I think we have to be like, one team which I should appreciate the most in the Premier League is Leeds United, because they showed class. And like, they actually have some stats, because the most tackles and interceptions by a player was actually done by a Leeds United player, which is something very surprising.
That also, if you see, like last season, if you say, like last season, Leeds United was Sheffield United, right? And Sheffield United game was to sit back and wait for counter. But this Leeds United was not. Like, the top teams coming to our home, we should be scared. They were not scared. They attacked. And they attacked very well.
Yeah.
None of the top six teams beat them at their home. That says a lot about Leeds United, I guess.
Yes, and I mean, they showed real. And I think this is all because of how they play as a team. Like, there is no one player in Leeds. Does Marco Bielsa?
They have some individual talents also, but yeah, the main guy behind this Leeds United is Marco Bielsa.
Marcelo Bielsa, but because, my God, that man is crazy.
Yeah, and because two teams. Like, have
I
been
know, pro- because yeah. I know how different the skill levels were, because Leeds United got a 26th minute or 30th minute red card against Man City, and they still won the match against Man City. And Chelsea got a red card against West Brom in the 25th minute and lost 5-2 against a relegation team. So it is very evident what experience, what skill level Marcelo Bielsa is at and what other teams are at.
Yeah, pretty. So, like, you're absolutely correct.
Yeah.
So, Premier League, the two teams that are coming up are. From Championship are Norwich and Watford confirmed. Today it's between Brentford and Swansea.
Swansea, yeah. A lot of people want Brentford to come in, but
You should just go and watch the Brentford versus Bournemouth second leg highlights.
I'll watch them.
I saw that game, like, it was going on pretty bored, so I was like, okay, let me go and watch this game. What a game of football. This was that game of pure football. Every emotion is there in that game. Like, you can feel that game, seriously. It's so nice.
Wow. I'll definitely watch the highlights of the game.
So, I guess we are done with the leagues. Now, let's move to Europa League final.
Yes.
Gerard Moreno.
Or my hero. The Unai Emery League.
Sari beat him by Kantole, and I told you the same thing.
Yeah, you did.
You don't have to be in Arsenal in Europe. You don't have to have the name Arsenal in your badge in Europe to win Europa. Like, you have to. You can win it with any other team apart from Arsenal in Europa. That, like, you saw how Villarreal defended, but like, it in numbers, they were purely like, it was so good, the defense. Seriously, I've never seen. And
I am teams. Not. I'm not believe. I cannot believe I'm saying this, but this is a Unai Emery masterclass.
Yeah, it is.
And
Ole Gunnar, in fact,
and when I finished the match, got over, I actually remembered one thing. Because when Ole Gunnar Solskjaer came to Manchester United, he was in a 16-match unbeaten streak. And then the 17th match was against Arsenal.
Arsenal.
And
who became Arsenal?
2-0 was the score. And no one in the world believed that it happened. But Unai Emery was the one who broke it with Arsenal on Ole Gunnar Solskjaer. So, so I think
Unai Emery is a very, very nice manager, actually. He can take the point of Serbia, I guess, at least.
And I mean, Villarreal fans would be delighted with what Unai Emery has done with the club.
Exactly, and it is so nice, like, underdog story again. And but coming from a, like, if you see for a United fan, it's sad.
Yes, very sad.
Because they could have won that game in 90 minutes itself. Still, they took it to extra time, and it was clearly visible. Yesterday, I was talking to a friend who is a United fan, and he was telling me, "Oh, Ole did not do substitutions on time. This, that." I told, "Who was there on your bench?"
No, the thing is, he actually did a substitution of Mason Greenwood, who I think by far was the best player on the pitch.
Yeah, but. Experience plus second thing, what I feel is in the nervous moments, one experience, and second thing, that kid might have been tired also. Like, he might be tired, who knows? Fred, but he did like Greenwood substitution Fred, so that's like, if you're substituting Mason Greenwood with a winger with a player like Fred, then there are some serious questions to be asked to your bench, to be honest. Like, to your owners, because they didn't have that kind of bench, and they did not have I don't know why they didn't bring on Donny van de Beek, where he's known to break such time for time.
Yeah, I mean, I never understood what Ole did, but yeah, he was not backed by the board too, it was true. But yeah, I still think Man U could have done it, but I think they, according to me, like, they always
did not play well.
Yes, that is, and everyone should accept that.
And because Bruno Fernandes did not play well, Man United lost pretty
well. and you know, that shouldn't be what Man United is right now, because if your team plays well, it should be because your team has played well. If one player doesn't play well, it doesn't, like, if one player doesn't step up to the situation, then if your team cannot play well, then I don't know, man. I am not very sure if your team is a top team. That's all, because you have just been carried around by one player.
And Man U fans were the ones who were trolling, "Oh, Liverpool, this VVD injured, VVD injured." Imagine if Bruno gets injured.
Yeah. Like, it would be a bigger loss to them than Van Dijk.
Because Man U can only, I guess now, if I was a Man U owner, I will try and convince JC Lingard to come back in the team.
Yes, true. Actually, very true point, because with the form he has been playing, with the potential, you know how he can play. And
he can play at right wing also, so you can just ask him to play as right wing and slowly.
Yeah, he's flexible everywhere.
So, exactly, I don't know, but no one knows what is going on there in that situation. I don't know much about that. and from that coming to the UCL final, that is today, or I should say tonight. So what's your thought? What are your thoughts? Nervous?
See, the thing is, this is not me being, you know, the pessimist or me being, you know, the jinx or something like that. But like, with honesty telling, if Chelsea would have beaten Leicester in the FA Cup final, and if he would have beaten Aston Villa in the final day, you know, when the stakes mattered the most, like the most, because it decides what we are the next season, right? So in these two matches, if Chelsea would have shown the character, would have shown the real crazy push, then I would have, like, today probably told that, you know, probably what, you know, we may stand a chance against Man City. But, like, right now, I'm not sure that we even stand a chance against the form they're currently in, because I thought the final day, they would be celebrating, they would go down, probably, you know, they'll win the match 1-0 maybe, and, you know, they'll just win the match and that's all. They'll just lift the title and be happy. But no, they decided to make a statement, win it 5-0, made Aguero come back to form, because, you know, we only thought Gabriel Jesus was the only striker they had, but no, Aguero came back to form and they literally made a clear statement that they are the team to be feared. So I'm not very sure about what I can expect from today's match, because
interesting part is Tuchel has beaten Pep twice, and he has been beaten twice. He definitely overthink this time.
No, I don't. That's the thing, right? I don't think he will overthink it this time, because I think he lost it by overthinking the last two times. This time, I think it is. And the Premier League match, I think, was just given to us. It was not us overpowering them. It was just Aguero missing a penalty, and then, you know, those kinds of things. But I don't know, man. I'm not very confident on how Chelsea is playing right now, because I haven't seen a lot proper performance from Chelsea for the past few days, because Leicester match, yeah, we lost. Aston Villa, we lost. After Arsenal only, I'm not seeing Chelsea playing like how they used to. And I promise to God, I do not want to see Werner starting today. I swear to God, if I see Werner starting today, I'm losing my shit, because I cannot see offside goals in the Champions League final. I cannot see him missing sitters in the Champions League final, because that is something which will drive me crazy.
What is your 11 for Chelsea today? I'll tell Man City's.
Alright, my 11 for Chelsea, which I want Chelsea to start, is Thiago Silva, Felipeta, Reece James.
Who is it?
And I hope Kante is fully fit. So Kante and Jorginho.
Goal?
Mendy in goal. Mendy. Hopefully Mendy in goal. Because he's also in contention, because he had a slight injury.
Yeah.
And then left is Ben Chilwell, and the forward, I clearly want only three. I mean, like, I clearly do not want Timo Werner, so I'm going to go with Mason Mount, Hakim Ziyech, and Kai Havertz.
No, Pulisic.
No, I feel Pulisic was not very amazing during the match. I feel he's more of a substitute than
he came as a sub in the Aston Villa game.
No, I think he started during the Aston Villa game.
I guess he came as a sub, if I'm not wrong.
I'm not sure. Maybe right. Yeah.
Because highlights or something. One second. Let me just check. Chelsea. No, he started. Okay, he started.
Yeah.
Like, I guess in Leicester game, he came as a sub then.
Yes, he did. Yeah.
Final, the FA Cup final. Yes. And he came on, he tried to do something, but he was totally, like, covered.
Yes, totally, so, yeah. And yeah, see, Pulisic plays against, like, Man City really well, but still, you know.
I would actually like, in your team, two players to be replaced, that is Kai Havertz and this Ziyech, and to be replaced by Olivier Giroud. and Christian Pulisic, because I guess Giroud in big games is like impact player. He does stuff. Rather than relying on Kai Havertz, I'll rely on Olivier Giroud. Is more my interest. And for me, my not my Man City. The Man City starting lineup for me will be Ederson, no doubt, Ruben Dias, and John, Kyle Walker, and Cancelo, no doubt in that. Audrey, I guess Fernandinho will start.
So wait, who was your midfield again?
Fernandinho, Gundo, KDB, and Foden.
Oh, if we're going for 3-4-3.
3-4-3. Not 3-4-3. Actually, I guess not 3-4.
Like it depends.
Like, yes. No, sorry. I went for 4-4-2.
Okay.
But I'm sure this won't happen. I'm sure 4-3-3 will happen for Man City.
According to me, I think I know what Man City are going to start. Because I'm very sure Foden is not going to start. Because I'll tell you why. Champions League, there are 5 substitutions allowed.
So
I'm very sure Foden is going to come on as a substitute.
I guess Foden should start because Foden has that thing in him. That game changing ability. Like
exactly. Game changing. After the half time or 60 minutes or something, he will come and wreck the game.
This is what this is what Manu would do. Like Manu fans would say, we don't have player with game changing. Why do we need a game changing ability players in against Villarreal? And I'm not disrespecting this player, but yeah, Man City can, with a proper plan, they can get the final. One goal lead is also massive. Like, I guess it's your first Champions League final as a proper fan.
Yes, totally. Yes.
All the best, I'll just
yeah, I think I'll be the same way how you were after the match.
You know,
because I know I'm going to lose.
2 years back when Spurs played the final, imagine Dragons performed. They performed, I saw the full everything, like from starting to the end. Not to the end, after the game I switched off. Imagine Dragons performed and I still don't know what songs they performed. Because I was just watching, I was not able to hear anything. It was so tense.
Yeah.
Today Marshmello is going to perform.
Yeah.
And Paul Pogba is tweeting about Marshmello.
I saw some news, but I do not know, man. I'm very, 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 very afraid of what's going to happen.
I'm sure Man City will come up with a new game plan. That is for sure.
Yeah, see, it wouldn't be a surprise if they get the victory too, right? So, it's not a problem, I think.
No, it's a 50-50 game. It depends on whose day it is. And
exactly.
I guess, that's why I'm saying, like, you should start Olivier Giroud, because he's a big game player for me.
Exactly, and like, he's been our Champions League savior for the past few matches, and he's the highest Champions League goal scorer for us. And yeah,
Starting Kai Havertz, who is kind of out of form and who will be easily, like not easily, but Ruben Dias is Ruben Dias.
Correct, totally.
That guy didn't make Icardi like look like, is he even present on the pitch? No one was able to say that, oh, Icardi is there also. Ruben Dias, that's
no, right. Because I would love if Olivier Giroud starts, but I'm saying Havertz should start because of the performance he did against Real Madrid, because second leg, I mean, Ramos was there and it was not like Ramos was there. So, I was pretty happy with it, but I do not know, man. Honestly,
but it's a
no words.
Right.
Sorry?
Premier League team versus Premier League team. All English final, so you never know.
Exactly. Totally.
Anyways, what happens? Oh, and you are wearing the away kit, right?
What? No, I think. Oh, wait. I think both teams will be wearing their home kit or something.
How will you, like, Chelsea, Man City, both can wear the home kits?
Yeah, that is what I saw. Like, I read the news somewhere that both teams will be wearing their home kit.
That is weird. Man City announced their home kit, or they are yet to?
I think they are yet to, but we will be wearing our old kit only. We will not be wearing our new kit.
The new, very much new kit, which is the lucky.
I mean, it has some yellow stuff in it. So, I mean,
I didn't like a new kit, to be honest. Actually, I don't know what Nike is making.
Even I don't know, but yeah, I have to keep quiet. That's all.
No, for kits, I'm quite open. So, yeah, that's why.
This year,
I did not understand what is there.
I know, I tried
like
some,
you just
some stripes or something, I think, but I don't know what they came up with.
And
that's what's new kit.
Yeah,
it's
what is different in it? I mean, it is white, okay, but I don't understand what has changed.
It's a vest, no other color than white, pure white color t-shirt. In that Spurs, Nike and AIA. That's it.
Oh, okay. So in the current kit you have some black things here.
Navy blue. That is navy blue.
Oh, okay.
But that does not make sense. But because if you see that kit, you will be like, what? Like design like that. So yeah.
Okay.
Apart from that, let's talk about this manager merry-go-round. So,
yes.
Where to start?
I think we will start with the most bizarre thing I've ever seen is Inter Milan.
It's not bizarre
because Antonio, like Conte, has that kind of history.
Yeah, true, but like there are, it seems, I mean, I do not know what is true, what is not true, but I read that, you know, he was asked for it seems Antonio Conte asked for an 80 million budget from Inter Milan. And they told no.
No. Like the thing with Inter Milan at this point of time is, like, what I have understood till now in this situation is Inter Milan needs money. And they were like, we have to sell Lukaku and Lautaro. One of them has to be sold. And Conte told that this is the team I assembled in so many years. Why are you selling them now? Like COVID times, clubs are so
make it up for them.
That and all. And Inter Milan is a Serie A club who does not have that sort of money. And as of now, they are not in European Super League also. So where will that money come from?
I mean, they won the league.
They won the league, but it's as same as Milan have money to hold off all the things, all the prospects that let you win that league.
Yeah, true.
It's as same as that. But yeah, Antonio Conte is agent now, Lazio's manager, I guess,
Yes, exactly. Lazio sacked their manager 24 hours before Inter Milan sacked their manager, and 24 hours later, Lazio's manager is now Inter Milan's manager.
And Gattuso was sacked by Napoli. I don't know, it was...
He resigned himself.
But Gattuso went to Fiorentina. Napoli are, I guess, still looking for the manager. Inter AC, Juventus, we all know. Do you think Allegri is next come with success? Allegri's next term will be a success?
Yes, I really think that because I mean, see, the thing is, right now, if Antonio Conte would have stayed at Inter Milan, then I wouldn't have made the statement. But right now, the only team which will give competition, not the only team, I mean, the main team which will give the competition will be AC Milan. And
extent Roma because of Jose Mourinho.
Mourinho's Roma something. I'm saying this prior only. We will remember Mourinho's Roma. He's a
so
Syria.
Yeah, true. I'm saying anything is a possibility, but Allegri is known for winning Serie A titles, like, and you'll know Allegri is what who's winning Serie A titles, and so I think Allegri will definitely
Allegri is someone at least. Who's like a daddy who will be like, come child, let me fix you.
Exactly. And I, like, right now is the time I have to actually see how Allegri's football is with Ronaldo.
It was before also, but I heard the rumors that Ronaldo is unhappy because he thinks that it is a step back.
Yes. But I mean, he has no reason to leave Juventus right now because he's got the Champions League qualification also. So you never know what. This transfer market is definitely going to be more crazier than this. This is just
whatever
a start.
Zidane is gone.
Yes.
And no one knows who's going to be the next Real Madrid manager.
I was actually thinking Allegri is who is going to take over, but suddenly Juventus announced him. And I was like, what?
Juventus, I guess they acted quicker than Madrid. They understood that Madrid are going to sack and they'll hire Allegri. So they quickly offered Allegri a new job. And Allegri being like, if you're out of job for 2 years, anyone that offers job, like, he seems like a god to you. And Allegri might have accepted out of like excitement itself.
True.
So that is something that, apart from that, Real Madrid has no manager at this point of time, and no one knows who is coming. Pochettino is threatening to leave PSG. I've heard this also.
I mean, and rehired by the one and only Tottenham.
But I don't know why will a guy leave PSG for Tottenham, but I've heard that their sporting director has fought with Pochettino like he fought with Tuchel. So that's some issue for them, I guess. But they've started off because PSG can say, okay, take this 10 million, fix this team, 100 million is your transfer budget. PSG, dream job for many of us, you know.
Yes, totally. Yes.
Where I'm given 100 millions and I can just say, okay, this kid Ronaldo looks good, buy him. And next thing is Ronaldo is wearing that blue and red jersey.
Yeah, but like if, I mean, the PSG owner has confirmed that Mbappe is definitely staying. Neymar has already signed the contract.
If Mbappe stays, then actually Mbappe has to stay because Madrid can't afford him.
True.
200 million.
True.
And that
I,
is something.
This is a little off topic. A couple of days ago, these three clubs, Madrid, Barcelona, and Juventus, gave a statement saying that, you know,
European Super League, they're still there.
They're still there and they're like, this is just to elevate football to another level and we should not be given this much fines and all everything. So, like, just appealing on why they're given those fines and all those things. But if they are going to European Super League, then that is going to cause them a lot more problems because what if UEFA then decides to fire them and then, you know, obviously no player wants to play there except the players who are already playing there.
This is a very tricky situation actually, because UEFA can't fire Real Madrid and Barcelona. You cannot fire Real Madrid and Barcelona from any league in the world.
This is not getting fired. It is them leaving the league and going away.
Whatever, you cannot play a Champions League without Real Madrid and Barcelona because half of the world watches Champions League for these two clubs. If you will watch, you will support a Premier League club only if you follow a Premier League club all throughout the season. Apart from that, you will not. Never see, like, you, someone will pop up and say, okay, this team in white looks good. Let me support this team in UCL. they will say, oh, I know Cristiano Ronaldo used to play for Real Madrid, so I should support them. Like that. You cannot fire. There is yeah. I'm also looking for one more managerial thing. That is, please, Barcelona, if you are hearing this, I know you listen to this podcast. All the Barcelona top people. Please fire Ronald Koeman. I don't understand. Like, how can you hire a Napoli reject manager when so many good managers are available? If Pep wins today, I think Barcelona should sack Koeman and do anything in his like entire post.
But I was actually looking at another thing that I wanted to tell. Y'all could actually hire Xavi.
Oh, Barcelona, yeah.
Yes.
But
because
the thing
I saw
with
the
them
football
is
which he's playing and it is really good.
Oh, you saw the Al Sayed's match, Al Sayed, whatever the name of it.
Like, meaning I didn't see the full match, obviously, but I like looked them up, looked some highlights, looked some random plays and all. It was really nice.
No, but the thing with that team is they are not sacking him. They are not. He's not coming till 2022 because 2022 World Cup is for Qatar. Qatar wants to have a face for that, and that face is Xavi. That's why he's not getting him. That's why he's actually. After that, he came to Barcelona with 30 suitcases. And apparently, there's a release clause in his contract that only if Barcelona comes to for him, he comes able to leave. But I don't. And what if the thing, like, you know, first, in, after sacking Mourinho, became a team of mates.
Who?
Mates as in, Ryan Mason used to be our player. He has played with Harry Kane, he has played with Dele Alli and all.
Oh.
So when he came in, yeah, he used to play. He got injured in a, he got injured against Chelsea. I guess one of your defender injured him and he got a serious head injury for which, due to which he had to take a retirement for life.
Oh my God, okay.
So he was at Hull City at that time. And he almost died and he almost fought back to like come back and then he was our youth academy. Then Mourinho was fired and he suddenly became. So he used to play his mates. So this is what I'm scared that Barcelona will do. Xavi will come in and say, oh, Messi, you are there. Okay, you do whatever you want to do.
But I think Messi has the utmost respect for, you know, player like those players, you know, Xavi and Iniesta, and I think that is what matters.
Yeah,
and you know, like the amount of vision they bought into the sextuple when Barcelona won it was
actually,
I think, the master
football. I'll not say Barcelona, that team changed football as a whole.
Yes, totally. That, and I think the masterminds behind it is both Xavi and Iniesta, and like with at least what I saw, you know, how Xavi's football is, I think it is very similar to how Pep Guardiola used to play, you know, move the ball forward with just passing. And I think that could definitely, meaning at least not, you know, immediately next year, but at least, you know, if you give Xavi a year,
integrate
Barcelona,
him,
it could definitely work out. It will definitely work out.
Let's hope so.
Yes.
So yeah, so finally I would love to ask your predictions for tonight.
Oh my God, do I have to do this? I'm already okay. 3-1 City.
I don't think it will be that one-sided.
It is not one-sided. 3-1 is a very good score.
It's a one-sided score.
And 3-1 is a one-sided score.
You see,
because that means you dominated a game, you scored 3 goals easily.
I mean, it is not. I don't know if it will be domination, because I feel it will be us dominating the ball but them scoring the goals. I'm very sure of this happening.
It depends on your lineup, to be honest, from my
opinion. Yeah, totally. Yeah, yeah. Agreed.
If Timo starts, I guess Turbo Timo starts.
I don't know, man. I just want to cry if he starts, that's all.
Turbo Timo, Kai Havertz and Mason.
I do not know what I...
Still, I'll say 1-0 to Chelsea. I guess Chelsea will win.
Okay, that is crazy.
No, that's not crazy. Like, it's a 50-50 game anyway. We all saw what happened with Villarreal.
I don't know. I'm not going to comment anything.
I have predicted the Villarreal prediction correctly, so... so, congratulations in advance.
No words. I'm not going to even answer that because I'm very sure it's going to be a loss for us. But yeah.
Go and support your team, seriously. They need you.
Yeah, I will.
The fans are allowed, right?
Yes, 6,000 fans.
6,000 Chelsea or in both?
Both. I mean, 6,000, 12,000.
Okay. So that will be normal. Like, it will be a good atmosphere. Any fans is better than no fans.
Yes, agreed.
Like last year when Bayern Munich won, it wasn't looking like, oh, they won Champions League. It wasn't looking like that.
6,000 will be there for Chelsea
to celebrate, yes.
Yeah.
Imagine the scenes, Mount lifting the trophy. You are already imagining, so I guess with that being said, let's shift your and imagine. Thank you guys for listening. Thank you, Shifter, for joining. Peace out.
Yeah.